Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for an animated superhero movie, Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay. The synopsis is, Task Force X targets a powerful mystic object that they will risk their lives to steal. And James, what did you think of Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay?
It's kind of sad, but this was actually better than the movie, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Better, but not by much. I will say this. This is perhaps the most gruesome animated DC films I've seen.
Extremely violent. First opening extremely. Scene is extremely violent.
And it was extremely violent to the point that I'm going to say I was offended, but I was caught off guard because I was like, man, it's a DC animated movie. It's not going to be like that. This could have gone in the movie theaters. This should have maybe gone in the movie theaters. I think they did it, and I don't have a problem with it, but it shows that the Suicide Squad or Task Force X or whatever you want to call them, they're not the Justice League. They made it evident they're not the Justice League because they went through just killing everybody. Everybody was dying on that first mission. They weren't joking around. Like people that was just doing their job, just dying. Not like they encountered someone and they were a threat. A guard just chilling and get shot in the head right between the eyes. People's heads get cut off. I mean, it's just, yeah. It was brutal.
That opening action scene is pretty extreme.
Yeah, yeah.
How's the animation?
It's See, like any other Warner Brothers animated movie. Same style.
The thing is, with the animation, at times it was really good. It wasn't consistent to me. Very computer generated. And then other times it seemed like it was just regular straight up anime. Or, well, I keep saying anime. Animation. And then that was fine. But then when they kind of mixed the two, it just seemed out of place. Like there was a driving sequence where you just saw whoever was driving in the rearview mirror or like the side mirror. Driver's side mirror, and that just looked kind of off to me. But outside of that, I mean, this was a better movie than the actual live action movie, which is to me is pathetic. It should never be like that, but it's always been like that with DC animated movies. Have always been better than live action films.
I thought this was okay. It's watchable. The only two things that really carry over from the Suicide Squad Will Smith movie is Deadshot, Amanda Waller, and Harley Quinn. The characters surrounding them are a lot different. So you have Killer Frost, Bronze Tiger, Captain Boomerang.
Oh, no. Yeah, Captain Boomerang was in the movie. Yeah.
Shows up. And the villain is entirely different. And that story works better than what the whole setup was for the live action movie, because it made sense. Other than that, you kind of have some decent acting. I think Deadshot was Christian Slater. And Amanda Waller was Vanessa Williams. I believe Tara Strong probably did a couple of the voices. James, what score would you give Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay?
I would give it a 6, a 6.5. Hold on. Let me flip a coin. Hold on. No, I'll give it a 6.5 because I did like the other characters. Now, one character that kind of annoyed the hell out of me was Harley, but that's just Harley.
Yeah, Harley Quinn is kind of relegated just to being a side character. She's not prominent in the movie. She's not the Harley Quinn that was in Suicide Squad where she was a main character.
She was definitely just comedy relief. The other characters I actually liked, for example, I liked Bronze Tiger, but people don't know Bronze Tiger like that. But Bronze Tiger is no joke. Whatsoever, and you see he's no joke how he beat the living dog shit out of Deadshot. Beat everybody's ass, basically. He beat Deadshot's ass after he talked shit about his daughter. He tried to get off on him, and he's just like, man, I'm just joking. I'm just playing around with you. I'm not even fighting you for real. But he still whooped his ass when he's not even putting in full effort. That just shows you how bad he is. He's considered one of the top martial arts in the DC universe. Nothing to fool around with, but I did like him. Copperhead was pretty cool. I mean, like, the other characters were okay. In the beginning, I was trying to figure out who the hell are these guys. And then I was thinking, like, well, they're definitely going to die because I don't even know who they are. Let's just say that it lived up to the name Suicide Squad because everybody was expendable and people died.
Yeah. So another thing that carries over is just that people's heads explode if you're on the Suicide Squad. They're trying to offer you deals to get out of jail. And if you screw up or piss off Amanda Waller, she'll make your head explode, which happened a lot. But I'm going to give this a 5. And again, it's watchable. It might not be the best DC animated movie on the upper echelon of those movies. It's probably the Green Lantern movie, Flashpoint, some of the Batman, the ones with Damian Wayne. Like, those are awesome. It's $5. It's watchable. It's a decent rental. It's probably worth that. I think a couple weeks ago it was a $1 rental. Yeah. Spend $1. Go watch the movie. But that's the Beast Game Podcast.